Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Now, with less than 2 weeks until the local elections on June 7th, our reporters are travelling the country to ask you about the issues in your city or county council area. This evening, John Cook is speaking to voters in Galway. He joins us now. And John, can you tell us more?
Yes, Sarah. Galway has both city and county councils whose members will be elected on June 7th. 52 candidates chasing 18 seats in the city's east, west and central ward areas, while in County Galway, 79 political hopefuls will contest 39 seats in the seven electoral areas of Athenryore and Moore, Ballinasloe, Connemara North and South, Gort, Kinvara, Loughrea and Tuam. To hear about some of the issues for voters in the Galway city area, I did what many people do. I took a stroll down the old long walk on what you might call a fine soft day here at Spanish Point, as well as the bustling Shop Street area where buskers entertain tourists and the Galway girls and boys alike. Some enjoying coffee or a pint in the outdoor seating areas of cafes and pubs. Most very welcoming to me, offering shelter from a few thundery showers or even to share some refreshments at their tables, as you'll hear.
If you want to drink the water, go in and get a cup and I'll give you some water.
No, have your water there. Go on, I'll get coffee in a minute. I asked you, did you have any canvassers coming? You gave the brush to some, you said.
I gave the brush to some.
Well, she would if they were pestiferous.
I live out in the Bushy Park area and our local candidates only represent people from my Cullen out west. We're in a no-man's zone there. You see, the city council stops at Gertha Cleva and they have a footpath out to there. But we have to use a car and we've Eamon Ryan spouting about using bicycles, walking, etc. No good. Everything in this city goes to Oranmore. Buses, walkways, trains, you name it, Oranmore.
So you think they forgot about the west of the city?
Absolutely. The west of the city is neglected.
Our traffic is terrible here in Galway and our flood system at the Spanish Arch is an absolute disgrace.
I want them to do something about the traffic, the bypass. It's a joke.
The Galway Ring Road has been talked about for a long time now.
30 years.
Is it the solution though? Is public transport not the answer? More cycle lanes, more pedestrian friendly? Do we need more cars and motorways?
We are using buses, but the buses are getting stuck.
I will vote on June 7th and I will speak to the councillors about public transport. We badly need that ring road to relieve traffic going from east to west.
And aren't you often told public transport is the solution to all those traffic problems in Galway?
Yes, but the public transport isn't reliable. You just can't depend on them. So as a result, I drive all the time, but I would use public transport if it was reliable.
And we'd want more guards on our roads, particularly at night.
What are the problems?
The problems are that young people are drinking quite a lot within the city and it's unfair to the elderly, and particularly in the beaches in Saltill, which are not patrolled. It's also...
You can say it.
Oh, drugs as well, yes.
You're mouthing the word drugs. You don't seem to want to mention it. Is it a big issue, do you think?
I certainly do, because I walked... I came from a swim in Ladies Beach in Saltill last Saturday week. Mm-hmm. And if I sat on the seat, I would have been high going home from the smell of pot coming up from the beach. And that's not tolerable.
I'd worry about young people going out at night.
What have you heard, or what are your fears?
Well, just random punches and, you know, people... Drugs is a big issue from what I hear.
Well, there's a big drug problem in Galway. Cocaine seems to be the drug of choice, but there is a big heroin problem as well.
Is it something you've seen yourself, or have you seen problems related to that?
Loads of times. A blind dog will see it.
Now, based on the dark clouds and the heavy showers you might hear there, Sarah, a blind dog could also see the rain was coming down for a while in Galway. So, taking shelter under the canopy of Taff's Bar on Shop Street, I asked owner Martin Lally about his main requests for local election candidates.
The main concern we have is traffic here in Galway. We badly need a ring road around the city. I come from Spittle myself and it takes us the best part of an hour to get in the morning. People are saying you don't need the ring road, we do need it badly.
They talk about public transport solutions now, greener, more environmentally friendly solutions.
We cannot even get on our buses in the morning to come in here. The buses are coming into Spittal Village. They're full up. You kind of get on them. They're full already. And then by the time they get into Galway, you're an hour late for work. So yeah, we need the ring road. We need people to be able to drive in. Even for visitors coming down here from Dublin City, when they arrive, they come 2 hours down to Galway. Next thing, there's a delay of an hour and a half to get into the city centre. It's not on. We need the ring road, and that's my policy. And anyone that's going to give us that or try to help us with it, that's where my vote will be going.
Yeah. I've noticed a lot of the councillors discussing with local Gardaí their concerns about drugs. Is that an issue, a problem?
It's definitely, without a doubt, it's a problem. At night, we try and watch it at the door, but no matter what you do, go down to the toilet and you'll see someone down there doing his best to sniff or whatever they call it now. You know?
Cocaine is commonplace in your pub and every pub, so is it?
It wouldn't be commonplace, but it'd be there. We were trying to watch out for it. Mm-hmm. We have all our staff trained to keep an eye out.
And is there drug-related crime in this area because of it, I wonder?
I'm sure there is. It wouldn't be as much as you'd see in other bigger cities. Galway is small enough, even though it's a city, we're like a big town, really.
You've plenty to ask the politicians for, so...
I'll see them at my door and I'll talk to them, yeah, definitely.
You'll redden some ears.
Well, some of them needed to be reddened.
Some of them needed to be reddened. That was Martin Lally at Taps Bar on Galway's Shop Street. John, you mentioned local politicians raising the issue of drugs in the area. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, Sarah, it's a common issue, obviously, in many towns and cities where drug use, drug-related shoplifting and antisocial behaviour are a big concern. But I was referring specifically to recent meetings of Galway's joint policing committees where local elected representatives meet with Gardaí to discuss crime and policing issues. At one recent meeting, the Chief Superintendent of the Galway Garda Division, Gerard Roach, spoke of strides against illegal drugs, including 300 arrests and seizures worth €2 million across Galway last year, cocaine accounting for 50% of those seizures. Other meetings heard councillors declare that it's easier to get drugs than a pizza delivery in some parts of Galway these days. A story raised with me by former Galway hurler and addiction councillor Justin Campbell. Now, he was busy on Zoom calls when I was sheltering from the rain in Galway, so we had a quick chat online.
A client of mine jokingly said that if he ordered cocaine and ordered pizza, the cocaine would arrive before the pizza. So he would have the cocaine within 10 minutes of making a phone call or sending a text message. So that's how available it is. A lot of people who go out and they can drink and party and everything else, they might never get into trouble. I think it's important to say that too. But there will be a cohort of people that will progress in their addiction, or they may have an addictive type personality. Mental health issues and addiction probably need to come hand to hand. My fear is that people can go out and they're not addicts and may not return because they overdose or they get into a car and there's an accident, or, you know, it's normally high risk comes with high usage of alcohol and drugs.
And while local councillors may be raising awareness of the drugs problem and the policing issues, what about health services?
The system seem to be in some way broken. They don't seem to be meeting the current situation of our people at the moment. You know, if somebody is in an acute, difficult situation and they have to wait 3 months for an appointment, it's not good enough.
That's former Galway hurler Justin Campbell, now working as an addiction counsellor. After our online chat and the rain eased off, I took to the busy streets of Galway again to ask the local business community about their election issues. Galway Chamber of Commerce has identified four priority areas for election candidates, including a better sense of working together to keep local communities thriving, as well as climate action and infrastructure. And it almost goes without saying that the main issue that came up again, so much so it's not actually named in their priorities, but Interim Chamber Chief Executive Deirdre McLaughlin told me, yes, it's the Galway Ring Road and getting Galway moving that's very much part of their call to action.
I think everyone thinks that the ring road is going to be the first thing out of everyone's mouth. And indeed it is.
Because for a lot of voters it is.
It is. It's key to our thriving communities. It's key to our infrastructure. It's key to the health of our communities in Galway. We spent so long commuting. You know, we complain a bit about public transport in that it doesn't exist or there's not good enough. But our cars are occupying the places on the streets where our public transport should be. If we had our ring road, we'd clear up a lot of that and we'd clear the streets far faster, more sustainable, electric buses that will get us there faster.
And I can see climate action is in your priorities as well, but you're saying you have to have that ring road. So when you look at the current state of play where it's back to planning consideration again, and nobody in government seems to want to give any time frame as to when it might happen. What does the business community in Galway say?
Read our call to action. Come and talk to our members. Give us the ring road, guys.
Tell me your name.
Bardon Johnson.
Bardon, beautiful fiddle playing here.
Thank you.
In Galway. The tourists are loving it. Mm-hmm. I hate to bring you into politics and news and current affairs, but you're voting on June 7th too.
Yes, I should be.
And what are your issues, so?
Well, mainly just the housing crisis, cost of living, all of those things. I don't know if there's a way to give a little bit of a kick in the teeth to the little upswinging right-wing anti-immigrant sentiment that I sort of feel is floating around. I'd like to do that as well.
You're worried about that?
A little bit, yeah. I don't think it's got to a really dangerous level or anything, but it's not nice to see, especially in a country that benefited so much from emigration for so long, and you know, and has such a history of a culture of welcoming people, and yeah.
That is busker Bardon Johnson, ending John Cook's report from Galway. If you've been affected by any of the issues raised in John's report, you can find help at www.rte.ie/helplines. We will have more from the local election trail on tomorrow's Drive Time, so you can email us drivetime@rte.ie to get in touch if you have any issues you'd like to see looked at.